So for us, it's really a combination of things. So it's not just .NET Compact Framework 2.0, but it's also the new Windows Mobile platform that you need to think about. The next generation Windows Mobile makes significant new investments in managed code, which means we have a new system called the Notification Broker, which is pretty much richer, even richer notification system sometimes you have on the desktop, where you can register for virtually any event in the system. Things like, hey, the device just saw a Wi-Fi hotspot. Would you like to be notified? Hey, there's an incoming phone call. Oh, yeah.
You can walk around with a Wi-Fi pocket PC now, and
we'll send you an event delegate with one line of code to let you know we just noticed a new fat pipe coming that you can hook up to. So, for example, if you're building an enterprise app and you want to sync, let's say, a 10-meg SQL database, and you don't want to sync it over a GPRS connection. You just want to wait until you see a fat pipe, either via, let's say, when you docked via ActiveSync, desktop pass-through, or via Wi-Fi, or if you connect it on, say, an Ethernet. You can run literally one line of code, manage code, and say, register with an event handler for, let me know when you see this type of error, and we'll notify you. We'll even notify your app if it isn't running. So you can say, hey, if I'm not running in the background, wake me up, and then give me the message, and then I'll go do the right thing. So there are literally is going to be over 100 events you can register for. So if you want to know when the battery is low, when a phone call is incoming, you want to know what the caller ID is so your app can do the right thing. So if you're playing, let's say, Pocket Mini Golf, which is a really cool smartphone app, you'd be able to register and say, hey, if my boss is calling, interrupt the game and switch to the phone screen, if not, like, ignore the phone or something. You know? So notification system is going to be very cool, really powerful in managed code, but have native code support as well. We have really great new managed code APIs for PIM. So if you want to do things like interact with Pocket Outlook to send, receive email, SMS, if you want to look at the calendar, work with contacts and tasks, we have a very simple, beautiful, clean managed code object model that allows you to interact with all the PIM applications. Telephony obviously has a new managed code interface, so if you want to make a phone call from your app and bring up our dialer UI and make a call, it's one line of code, it's like phone.talk. So that's super cool. We have new camera APIs, we have new configuration system.
Tell me about the camera APIs, because I have a feeling that some developers are just now seeing that cameras are going to be a big, you know, they're how many millions of camera phones are out there already?
A lot.
Yeah.
And most new Windows Mobile phones also are coming with cameras now. So.
Yeah, I'm noticing the camera trend is really, you know.
Yeah.
So what kinds of new things can developers do with camera phones?
Well, there are a bunch of the things that you can theoretically do and things that people do realistically. The one nice thing that we're trying to provide is a unified set of APIs for camera access. And we're going to be doing that based on the DSHO APIs, which is kind of a ubiquitous way to access that kind of imaging data. We're also looking into making a couple of nice controls that allow you to do things like a picture picking control, where your app can, just like having a file open dialog box, you can say, hey, I want to go get an image and allow the user to pick the image from the camera. And that way a developer doesn't have to write a lot of code to get that kind of functionality. It's just, hey, open up the picture picking control and away you go, which is pretty neat.